Welcome to issue 29 of Magazine T4L. This is the Term 3 2024 edition, and it's called Connecting Community with Technology. We have an image that is split on the front cover, firstly with an Indigenous artwork, and then with a photo of a group of secondary students in a yarning circle. Page 2 is our welcome page. And we have a welcome from Amy Phillips, the Relieving Principal Education Officer at Technology for Learning. Amy says, "I am beyond proud that our team has had the opportunity to produce another resource connecting community, country and technology. This work is such a personal passion of mine because I've always felt so connected to it and am delighted to see how that passion has spread across our team to ensure its continued growth and authenticity. Technology plays a very important role in the future of all students in New South Wales Department of Education schools, but has the direct ability to empower our Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander students by providing them with the opportunity to access, grow, and engage in their learning. Technology can capture languages and stories that our elders are passing on to our students in multimodal and digital ways that will continue to stand the test of time. I'd like to acknowledge that this magazine has been produced and collaborated on across many lands of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people in New South Wales. As I write this on Gadigal country, I'd like to take this opportunity to acknowledge the elders of all those lands past, present and emerging, and acknowledge that with that my fellow Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander colleagues who contributed to and are viewing this resource." From Amy. And we have a lovely picture of Amy surrounded by some Indigenous artwork. Now we move on to a section about T4L Kids, issue 18, and we have a cover of the matching edition for students. This term student edition explores many of the same concepts found in this resource. The activities in T4L Kids get students creating and exploring concepts of community and culture by linking them with the technology they use every day in the classroom and at home. And we have a link to read it now. Further down, we have a section called About Magazine T4L. This magazine is produced by Technology for Learning, T4L, at the Information Technology Directorate with the New South Wales Department of Education. This magazine is created on the lands of the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation. And we have an extract of an artwork by S. Roberts Hickling. The editorial director is Linda Lazenby. The guest editor is Amy Phillips, the designer Aditi Verma, contributor Yvette Pashoglian. Page 3, 8 Ways of Aboriginal Learning. 8 Ways is a New South Wales education initiative with 8 simple pedagogies to guide frameworks for Aboriginal learning in New South Wales public schools. We explore some below with the team. And here we meet 2 of the team from 8 Ways. Hayley Brown and Hayley Saunders. First up, Hayley Brown, Aboriginal Education Strategic Delivery Officer. Hayley says, "I'm a proud Yuin and Gunai Kurnai woman. I was born on country at Maria, but I have a strong connection to the La Perouse Aboriginal community." Hayley Saunders, Aboriginal Education Strategy Delivery Advisor, says, "I'm a Gamilaroi woman from northwest New South Wales, what is now known as the Liverpool Plains. I'm from freshwater country originally, but now a guest on saltwater country on the northern beaches of Sydney." And they're talking next about story sharing in and out of the classroom. "Coming from an Aboriginal household, everything was done in story sharing. Having those intimate yarns at home about how we're going to do something or discuss a process, that's how my knowledge has been passed down. It's an initial conversation starter. That's the way our kids can learn. Everything is around story. It's where a lot of our learning comes from. In school, crunch and sip was a great way to start the day and start the yarn." Then we have a section on learning maps. "We also looked at learning maps and I used them every day. I had a lot of students that visually needed to see where they were going each day. They could learn at the learning map on the board on each day. I also included land links, especially, for instance, if we were going to do a maths lesson outside." And those two pieces of story and information came from Hayley Brown. Hayley Saunders says this, We work and study in a Western system which isn't structured with Aboriginal people in mind. As an Aboriginal educator, we are at the interface of bringing ancient knowledge systems and Western knowledge systems together in our classrooms and school environments. Then we have an image at the bottom of the page of First Nations students learning with a First Nations teacher or elder who's holding up a picture book to a class of young people. And we have a link to learn more about eight ways. Pages 4 and 5 is a big section called Embedding Tech into Your Aboriginal Learning and Pedagogy, and it's by Amy Phillips. She says at the outset, learning about our Aboriginal histories, cultures, stories and traditions can go hand in hand with digital tools and technology to support your learning. And we have a picture of Amy at a smart board. The first section is called Learn, and we also have a picture of the AECG regions. It's a map of New South Wales. First section is called Learn. Take time to learn about the lands on which you teach and learn on. It's important to learn about the Aboriginal country you're on and what language or languages are spoken. Learn how to pronounce the names of each nation and language. Take yourself out to explore, do a cultural tour, take a nature walk, or plan for a trip to any significant natural or cultural site. I recommend you take your iPad or iPhone or a device that you can use to capture any images, words, thoughts and feelings you might have on this exploration. These can always be then placed on a whiteboarding tool such as Microsoft Whiteboard or Canva Whiteboard, and you can begin to build the foundation of learning about your local area and the Aboriginal people. And we have a link to this particular image, which is the website of AECG. Explore your local Aboriginal country. The second piece of information from Amy is called Connect. We have images here of the AECG language learning app, which shows us some words in Wiradjuri. And one of the words is Waima, which is cockatoo. Back to Amy's tip. It is essential to connect with your local Aboriginal community and within New South Wales public schools. It's the best way to start this conversation, and it's through your local Aboriginal Education Consultative Group, or AECG. The New South Wales AECG website has a great range of contacts and resources, and even have their own apps, including one for languages. It's a great idea to connect with any community groups where appropriate. But in any case, your local AECG can direct you with the best way forward when connecting with community and elders. And we have a further link to connect with your local AECG. The next section is called Listen from Amy, and it references the podcasting kit. Listen. Take time to listen to the elders and community. Their stories and cultural knowledge are simply invaluable. Many schools I've worked with have developed some wonderful community projects to capture these stories or languages, including creating podcasts and audio dictionaries. Some schools have even turned this into a local language podcast. Our first languages are disappearing at a rapid rate, and in utilising tech, we can ensure we can listen and learn from these many generations to come. Remember to seek advice from your local AECG and ensure you have the appropriate permissions for recording. And the next section is called Create. I have had opportunities to work with many schools on projects that highlight the nexus of Aboriginal education and technology at its very best. Work with your local AECG and the New South Wales DOE's Aboriginal education teams to build and create resources that support your contextual needs for students and/or teaching and learning programs, and then create. One of the highlights I've seen in this space has been through the use of co-spaces, which includes coding and VR elements where applicable, to create an Aboriginal language dictionary. Technology is an enabler. It provides access and engagement, but it also has that powerful ability to capture, sustain, improve and support our Aboriginal students, as well as ensuring knowledge sharing for all students and teachers across Aboriginal history, cultures and community. And we have a link to head to the great school stories, which are Overleaf on this, and we'll get to that shortly. The final section from Amy is called Acknowledge, and has an image of three Indigenous students who are working on a project together outdoors. Writing and creating your own personalised acknowledgement of country for yourself, your class or your school is empowering. This process can be built from your work and experiences weaved into the previous work, woven into, but it is exceptionally important to ensure you develop an acknowledgement that doesn't break the essential mould of what this protocol is for, but weaves in your own connection to the land, people, culture and stories. As an Aboriginal person, I personally have deep respect for my colleagues that take time to do this, as it is personal, honest and genuine. Technology can again support you in doing this. Build from your Microsoft Whiteboard or Canva Whiteboard and use our Connecting to Community TFRL magazines to help you write and create. And we have a link to a video of watching an acknowledgement in Auslan, Australian Sign Language. On pages 6 and 7, we have a school story. And we're meeting Bardia Public School on Dharawal Country. And this article is called Strengthening Community Through Art. And we have an image of some incredible First Nations artwork that was created by Bardia Public School, featuring lots of blues and yellows and browns. This initial introductory paragraph says, Bardia Public School on Dharawal Country has been on a journey over the last couple of years to create an Aboriginal artwork that connects the school and the community. The result was a truly collaborative effort. Aboriginal education lead and special education teacher Rachel Dutton at Bardia Public School stepped us through the incredible process. We asked Rachel this first question. How did the idea to create a digital artwork representing Bardia come about? Rachel says, the digital artwork and email signature stems from our collaboration with our Dedli Barre. Barre is the Dharawal word for child, students and their kin and mob. Over the last 18 months, our Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander community have yarned, shared a vision and created a mural that tells a story of Bardia Public School connection to the Dharawal bushland, the Georges River and the rising sun. The digital artwork takes the story of our mural and uses the same symbolism to represent our wider community in our school colours of yellow and blue. Then we ask Rachel who made the artwork. Rachel says, our Dedli Barre students, their families, wider kin and mob and staff on our Aboriginal Education Committee met with Michael Farden, a local Dharawal Aboriginal artist, to yarn about symbols and what aspects of our surrounding bushland and river systems connected us. We learned what animal was a totem to the Dharawal land surrounding our school and shared why it was important to recognise the rising sun as a nod to our military history and our current school emblem. This was shared with our local AECG, Aboriginal Education Consultative Group, and further endorsement sought to allow us to digitally create a new optional uniform shirt design. And then we have a little graph that takes you through the timeline of consulting right through to approval. And the first part of that timeline was at the end of 2022 when the process began. Then we jump to August 2023 where there's a community consultation about the mural and yarn. Then term 4 2023, for every Wednesday for 6 weeks, students painted the mural, and that was the Dedli Barre students. And then in November 2023, the student group Dedli Barre nominated themselves. And then the next part of that process was yarn and tucker in December 2023 into Feb 2024. In March 2024, the AECG request for endorsement was made and approved. And then in May 2024, they unveiled the mural in April, May. So that was the proposed unveiling. Jumping back to our Q&A with Rachel, we asked her how it was created. Rachel says, we've been lucky to have Michael Farden guide and support our creative design work. He has been able to digitally design all the artwork before transferring it onto wood for the students to paint. He also worked with us to transform this design into our digital signature, our digital welcome boards at the front of the school and our upcoming uniform shirts. And here we've got some examples of T-shirts with the design and also the email signature for the school that is represented by the mural artwork says Dharawal Country, and it says it has the Bardia School logo. We asked Rachel, what story does it tell? And she says, the Blue River snakes around each panel encompassing community and land. The river is the Georges River that runs through Dharawal Country and is linked by schools of fish throughout the panels. The Waratah is a significant symbol to many different mobs, including the Dharawal people. The background includes animal tracks and represents both our urban and bushland environments. The handprints have been individually placed on the artwork by our own Bardias Public School Aboriginal students, linking in personal identity. Each of the five yellow and green meeting place symbols represents the original mobs on country here at Bardia. This element is symbolic of the traditional owners of the land Bardia Public School is built on. The surrounding smaller yellow and red concentric circles are our Aboriginal community families, while the grey and black represents how our community are connected together through Bardia Public School. The rising sun is an important element to recognise Bardia's military history and what is currently represented through our school emblem. The lyrebird is the Dharawal totem for the Campbelltown people. Lastly, the larger concentric circle represents Bardia Public School, the staff and students. And we have an image, a partial image of Michael Farden's digital artwork representing some of these elements. We then asked Rachel, what advice do you have for other schools keen to create an Indigenous artwork or utilise one that already exists to incorporate into school? And she says, seek authentic consultation through your local AECG. The AECG will be able to connect schools to elders, knowledge holders and artists that can guide you through conversations on how to connect to community and tell your own Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander story. And then we have a collage of some photos of students at different developmental stages of the artworks, painting their hearts out. Over to page 8, we have another school story with Bermagui Public School on Yuin Country. And this topic is called Creating a Digital Dictionary and Harnessing Culture and Connections. And we met here with teacher Tom McLean from Bermagui Public School. And we have a picture of Tom. Tom is from Bermagui, as I said, and on the south coast of New South Wales and home to the Yuin people. Together with the community, the school has been building a digital resource to preserve and celebrate one of the languages of the Yuin people, Dharawal. The school has a 25% Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander population, and teachers and students have created a wealth of digital resources in language. Bringing the traditional language of the land back into being spoken, shared and appreciated by the community continues to be a special way to connect digital innovation with students and community. We have a section here called Growing Yuin Languages, and we have two screenshots, some Google slides of artwork depicting this place. This incredible initiative is a bank of resources for the community, which has been a collaboration between the school community elders and the wider community, including the Merrimans Local Aboriginal Land Council, the Red Cross and the Beaker Valley Shire Council. This website is a bank of resources created in the Dharawal language, which has been brought into the classroom in different ways. This collaboration shares a huge range of resources and experiences that can be used as a template to remix for other schools. Outcomes. This unique project guided by the Yuin community and elders has enabled a sustainable resource to be developed to preserve the Yuin language for students and teachers to learn from, but also to ensure it can be continued for many generations to come. We have a lovely picture of two students from Bermagui Public School, and we have a shout out box that says learn more. Hear from Tom about how the collaboration between Bermagui Public School and the community worked to build this incredible online resource. And that takes us to the end of Magazine T4L, issue 29.